7:35.
Commentary and analysis from Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel brought to you by Liberty University. An internal Justice Department memo discovered by NBC News claims legal justification for using drones to kill American citizens suspected of being high-level al-Qaeda figures. Our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, are both conflicted about this. First, Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Shortly after 9/11/2001, when President George W. Bush announced a doctrine of preemptive strikes against terrorists who threaten America, the left went nuts. Now that a Democrat is president, we hardly hear a peep from those critical of Bush. This unsigned and undated Justice Department white paper takes things a step further than the Bush administration. It justifies President Obama playing sole executioner. Would capturing some of these suspects to gain intelligence be a better strategy? Perhaps, though given the way some people game our court system, perhaps not. An ACLU spokeswoman called the white paper a stunning overreach of executive authority. I'm in rare agreement. Congress should investigate. I'm not necessarily against preemptive strikes, but whether any president has this power should be discussed and debated.
Now the opposing view of Bob Beckel.
Justice Department memo obtained by NBC News outlines circumstances which allows the government to use drone strikes against U.S. citizens associated with terrorist groups. The key sentence in the memo states that the government does not require the United States to have clear evidence against a U.S. citizen that a specific attack on U.S. persons and interests will take place in the immediate future. One of the architects of this policy is CIA nominee John Brennan, who faces confirmation hearings before the Senate this week. Members of both parties should press Brennan on the administration drone policy. If he confirms the government can take the life of a U.S. citizen without evidence that person is involved in planning attacks on U.S. interests, Congress should not confirm Brennan until the policy is changed. Having association with terrorists is not grounds to kill a U.S. citizen.
Cal and Bob's views are their own and part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.